You know, I have to say, over the years, I really grew to appreciate the Raiders. And there was so much about them at the beginning of my career and playing under Marty Schottenheimer. And he definitely had a bone to pick with the Raiders that it was Marty Ball and we were going to punch him in the mouth and they don't respect you and we don't respect them. And that kind of got built into me. But then over the years, I just really started to respect the rivalry, and probably just as much, I really started to respect the fans and how into it they were and how they understood their role in the whole equation. And they played it to a T, and I just thought they were fantastic. And now, I got to say, I love John Gruden. I just, as a ball coach, as a football personality, getting to sit in broadcast meetings with him when he was doing the Monday night game. I love John Gruden. I love Greg Olson. He coached me at Purdue. Rich Bisaccia. I love the Raiders coaching staff, and I like what they're building, and I like what Mayock's doing there. So, yes, there still is that old Chargers-Raiders rivalry, but it's not quite the same to me, and I do have a strange affection for the Las Vegas Raiders.
Wow, okay. We've had a weird year without the fans around because, you know, we've heard about the legendary Raider Nation, but we can't go to the games. We can't really get into the stadium. So I feel like we've kind of missed out this year on the full Raider experience, you know, from, coming out of the gates.
Oh, I can't. When Raider Nation is allowed to go to Vegas and to show up in full assembly, it's going to be absolute mayhem. So when I was calling the Chargers game for the 3 years after I retired in the NFL, I would travel from San Diego to Oakland to call the games on just a regular Southwest Airlines flight so I didn't have to waste a day and miss time with my kids and all that. And I tell you, it was so much fun, but being in the San Diego airport and the Oakland airport, they just overran the daggone place. It was so impressive how far and wide they were willing to travel. And I tell you, and that's part of the reason why I really grew to like them. It's just the lengths they were willing to go to support their football team was staggering to me.
Did you get a much different version of Raiders fans, like if they spotted you in the airport versus what you heard when you were in the Coliseum?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I mean, they didn't really recognize me. I took all of my Chargers gear off before I left the stadium. I got a ride. I actually rode the BART once to the airport my last time calling a game up at Oco Coliseum. And I tried to stay as incognito as possible. It was a really riled up football game. And I was like, please don't anybody recognize me. And it was all good. I think everybody was a little too belligerent to recognize me. And everyone treated me with nothing but respect. But I did. To the earlier point, I did really look forward to going down, warming up, quarterback center exchange, being out there 15 minutes before everybody, and really getting a good trash-talking session in with their fans.
Anything in particular that you remember? Any good exchanges that you remember with the Raiders fans? Because we want to kind of get psyched up for what it's going to be like when we can have fans here next year.
Oh, you know, the best for me was they just kept coming at us. And, of course, Rivers is down there, and he's talking with them too. And I just kept reminding them. I said, hey, have a lot of fun tonight. Enjoy your guys' loss, but make sure you pick up my trash on Tuesday. I just need you at the house, pick up the trash, and we're all...
Well played.
Nick Hardman. Low blow.
Yep, Nick Hardwick's up on Cofield and Company. This Chargers team is way too talented to be 4-8. So for you, what has it been? Has it been the coaching? Has it been injury issues? What's been the biggest problem?
Yeah, a little bit of both of those. And they go together, and it's a perfect storm. And then all of a sudden, you're not having the year that you expect to have. And I think when you look at this Chargers roster, yes, there is talent, but they're not very deep overall. And when you think about the guys that you expected to have a huge impact before the year and why the disappointment, Derwin James, injured again, not able to perform. And I talked to some veterans on the team last year, and I said, what's going on here, fellas? Why the letdown? And they go, honestly, and it's weird to say about such a young kid in the league, they go, without Derwin, we don't have life on the defense. We've lost our leader on the defense. We've lost our leader on the entire team.